I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Jethro Country with a Twist studios, and we are excited about the next guest, Bob.
That's right. Straight from the UP in Ironwood, Michigan, it's Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Hey, it's great to have you back on the show. We were just doing the first segment of the show talking about the cold weather coming in, and I said, one of the things that happens to me every year, as soon as I get a cool morning, I start getting all my Stormy gear out because all the Stormy gear I've got is all winter gear. I know you probably have a lot of summer stuff, although I do carry my man bag quite a bit.
Excellent.
Yeah, just to hear Joppy yell.
Right. No, I just walked behind him. I just, you know. But anyway, Gina, tell us what's new at Stormy Cromer.
Oh, well, we are busy getting ready for the cooler weather. Just like you said, we had a cool fall morning this morning here in the Western UP. So our team's busy putting product on the shelf, getting ready for the fall. We've got, you know, as usual, several new products and new fabrics. We've been using, got a bunch of new fabrics that actually, some of them come out of Italy that have some recycled fibers in with the wool. So kind of cool to be kind of telling an environmental story with a few of our products. So many of our customers, you know, love the outdoors, so we want to keep the outdoors a beautiful place and do our part to help that. So we're just gearing up and ready for a great fall, winter, Stormy Cromer season.
Well, since you're in the Western UP, maybe you ought to be using some wolf hides.
Oh, Bob, be nice now. Goodness.
Well, that's what they used to do in the day.
Yeah. So Gina, tell us, for those that don't know, give us the 30-second version of the history of Stormy Cromer.
Sure. So our name comes from a real person named George Stormy Cromer, and his nickname was Stormy because he had a bad temper. And he loved baseball. This is back in the 1890s. He was a semi-pro baseball player, but he also loved a woman named Ida, and when he asked her father if he could marry her, he said no three times and said, not until you get a real job. And so Stormy went then to work on the railroad, and the legend is that he lost one too many hats riding the trains, and he came home one night to Ida, and he had one of his old wool baseball caps, and he asked her to make some modifications so that it would stay on his head and keep his ears warm. And that's how the wool iconic Stormy Cromer cap was born, and that was over near Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it's been a part of my family's sewing factory here in Ironwood, Michigan, since 2001, and we've grown it to include all kinds of other things besides hats as well.
It's just such a cool legend, and what your dad told me when I first visited you guys years ago was that those engineers had to hang their heads out the window to communicate with the different people along the train, like maybe the guy running the engine or the guy
lineman
in the caboose.
Or something. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, in the cold weather, you're probably rolling along 30 or 40 miles an hour on one of those old trains, and that would get cold quick. So I could see why he'd need that.
Yeah.
Yep, it sure would. And we're grateful that he had that experience, or we wouldn't be here. So
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about some of the new products or maybe styles and designs you're coming out with.
Sure. So we did a few new, we've expanded what we do with our waxed cotton fabric. So that's literally a cotton canvas that has hot wax poured over it, and then the wax cools, and you're left with basically a very old school form of water repellency. And so we've been slowly introducing some new items with that fabric. We've got a new men's hat called the Marsh Cap. And just last year, so it's still relatively new, we took our very popular Rancher Cap, which has extra insulation and extra big ear flaps, and also offered that in our waxed cotton. So you can get all that warmth, all that protection, but also have some water repellency. So we're excited about expansion with our waxed cotton. One of the other kind of cool things that we did this year was to find an artist that we could partner with to create images that would go on hoodies and T-shirts and things like that. And we found a really great artist named Colin Clancy. And Colin, he lives in Colorado now, but he lived in the UP for a long time, and he does just beautiful nature artwork. And so we've got an artist series of shirts There's a brook trout and a pheasant and a bear and a deer that he did in his watercolor artist style, and then we transferred that onto shirts, and that's been really fun to do and kind
that
of tell
sounds
his story
awesome.
And share that. Yeah.
Hey, we love Jop, and I both have some of that cotton gear. I have a hat. He has a vest. You know what I love? I have a Kakadu coat, and I'm wondering if you had ever looked at doing a long field coat like that for the cooler weather in that cotton.
It's certainly come up, you know, in our product brainstorming conversations as an idea, so that it could be on the horizon for sure.
We love dressing up like cowboys, even if we don't have a horse.
Right, yeah.
Gina, well, we'd love to help you do that.
Yeah, you have a waist-length wax cotton coat, because I've got one of those in that beautiful green color that, that you guys offer. And then, but my favorite piece of clothing from your company is that waxed vest, but on the inside it has a buffalo plaid wool lining. And I can tell you that every time I wear that, I get compliments on that. This, what an amazing vest. And I've had it a few years now, and it looks as good as the day it was delivered from your company to me. Because,
well, I think you get compliments because that's all you're wearing when you're wearing it.
Right, yeah, right. And my buffalo briefs that match it, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, honestly, I think those vests look better the longer you wear them, because they get sort of broken in and they get all this character. The wax really kind of breaks in and gets a lot of different lines and creases in it that make it just look so lived in. And I'm going to guess your vest is sort of a dark brownish color.
Yes.
And then this year we are doing that same vest with the plaid inside, but in a charcoal wax cotton.
Great.
And that's
super
sharp also.
All right. Hey, honey, if you're listening, there's my Christmas gift right there, is a new Cromer vest.
You know, Gina, one of our oldest sponsors is Allen Bob Sports, and they teamed up with Millbrook Tack, and they've been a customer of yours for a long time. So Allen Bob's finally has Stormy Cromer in the store.
Yeah, very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, Gina, where can we find Stormy Cromer? Is it available online and in stores?
It's available all kinds of places, yes. You can go to our website, stormycromer.com. But we have dealers all over the country. We have tons of dealers here in Michigan. On our website, there is a Find a Dealer that you can find at the bottom of the site, where you can punch in your zip code and take a look. And we're in all kinds of, you know, sporting goods stores, menswear stores, even like farm and feed stores. So all over, we've got plenty of great partners that where you can, you know, see the items in person.
Here's a little fun fact. I've got a picture of a Hollywood producer in a red plaid Stormy Cromer.
Nice.
So you're everywhere.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Well, we're trying. We're trying real hard, you know, here just from the UP to get the word out and just sort of organically grow this brand. And it's been fun. Even over the last year, you know, we did the whole mask thing last year, which helped us keep our doors open.
Yeah.
But also, I also raised awareness about our brand to, I think, some people who hadn't heard of us before. So that's been great.
So you're close to the old Ahonen sawmill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to ride through there on my uncle's motorcycle when I was a kid. I know those streets. Yeah, brings back the memories. Love me some Ironwood in Big Hiawatha.
It's a very good place.
Yep, God bless you. And hey, give our best to your dad. And
yes, he said hi as well. He knew I was talking to you guys today, and he wanted me to pass on his hello as well.
Right. He's quite a guy, but he raised quite a girl. So thanks so much, Gina Thorson, Stormy Cromer. You got to check them out. They're all over the place.
Thanks, Gina. We'll talk to you the next time.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you've not had the pleasure of owning a piece of Stormy Cromer clothing, the easiest way to do it is their classic hat.
Yeah.
Because you can get one of those for less than $50.
Plus, every time you wear one, people will say,
right,
what is that hat?
Right.
You know, years ago, they'd kind of want to make Elmer Fudd jokes.
Right.
Now it's like, that is really nice. I want one of those.
Yeah, and they got them for the ladies. They've dressed them up. That's Gina's influence in the company.
That's the Ida Cromer.
Right, yeah.
And it's
actually really cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't have enough of that in my wardrobe, and I got a lot of pieces because it's just...
Go down to Allen Bob's,
that's
buddy.
Right. Go to Allen Bob Sports, 68th and 131, and they'll have a full complement of those there. And try it on, because you'll want to wear it on a regular basis. It's macho looking stuff in my mind, and it just makes me feel good when I'm wearing it. It's a Michigan made product too, baby. You can't go wrong with that,
especially with those Cromer boxers. I get it.
So speaking of gear, we're going to be talking about some tailgating gear in the next segment. So stick with us. We'll be back.